In art circles, the name Pablo Picasso certainly goes a very long way. And rightly so, he's one of the true titans of art history. Even people who don't necessarily follow the art world know him. But so dominant is his reputation that many artists who drifted in and out of his orbit are known to history only as some sort of adjunct to Picasso. And in many cases, that's too bad. I recently saw a very impressive exhibit of the work of surrealist photographer and painter Dora Maar. Her name isn't widely known, save that for a time she was an intimate of Picasso, his model, and his muse. But the truth is, she was a creative and visionary artist in her own right. Maar was born Henriette Theodora Markovitch in 1907 in Paris. In the 1920s, she studied photography there and set up her own studio. She started off as a portrait and commercial photographer, but in the early 1930s, her creative street photography in Barcelona, London, and Paris vividly showed the devastating effects of the worldwide economic depression. It made her famous among the art set. Soon after, she became increasingly involved in the surrealist movement, and her work became more experimental. In the 1930s, she was featured in surrealist exhibitions in London, Paris, and New York. She met Picasso in 1936 at a cafe in Paris that was a popular gathering spot for artists and other intellectuals, and the following summer, she documented his work on his painting Guernica. Picasso actually used her photographs to compose and modify the piece as he went along. Afterwards, she became one of his most famous models, appearing in many portraits that often show her weeping. Recognizable even through the dislocating cubism which Picasso used to such great effect. Their stormy relationship, and did Picasso have any other kind, largely came to an end in 1943. Maar did not return to photography until the 1980s. The Pompidou Center in Paris, which helped organize the exhibit, says that far from simply being a model who had an intimate relationship with the great Picasso, we can now see her as an accomplished artist, a free and independent intellectual. Indeed, now lucky museum goers have proof that that's exactly what she was. As I walked through the exhibit, being struck by the breadth of her work and the quality of much of it, I reflected on the degree to which I myself knew her only as one of Picasso's models, simply the crying woman that shows up in so many of those amazing cubist masterpieces. I'm glad I know better now. There are other great artists like Maar who, although spending their life in the shadow of someone else, are now getting greater credit as artists on their own. Next week, we'll look at another.